Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of July 3rd, 2021.
You know, it just figures. Just when I decided to work on my Instagram account comes this news. Oh, my God. Instagram says they don't see itself as a platform where people go to share photos anymore. That's right. The head of the company, a guy by the name of Adam Mosseri, says we are no longer a photo sharing app or a Square photo sharing app. Instagram is going to be turning into a TikTok type of site with videos of people dancing, singing, putting Gorilla Glue in their hair to keep it in place. And remember Instagram, I'll never forget this, that a picture of an egg on Instagram got more likes than Kylie Jenner. I guess you could say the egg beater. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun, the transference of pure intellect and know-how that happens here week after week. As we talk about living the best digital life ever, you've tapped into the nation's largest show about everything digital. It's called The Kim Komando Show. You can find us on 420 top stations throughout the United States. You can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming as a podcast, webcast, anytime, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And you can also catch us on the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And it's called The Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again.
We're not worthy.
That's right.
We're not worthy.
All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And we're going to go first to Surfside, Florida. Wow, what a horrific condo collapse that was. The pictures are so frightening. And I just want to talk a little bit about the technology that's playing a big role in the search for victims. Instead of using heavy equipment that might shift the debris in certain areas, the workers are drilling holes through the concrete and they're sneaking a camera through, like the SearchCam 3000. It has LED lights, infrared, has two-way audio, allowing rescuers to possibly talk to trapped victims. The crews also are using sonar and they're deploying microphone arrays that can pick up sound from the trapped survivors. And there's also robots designed to get into tight spots where it's too dangerous or difficult for humans to access, such as those made by Teledyne FLIR. And this is very interesting to me. The Israeli military put together a unique set of 3D images of the disaster site and then artificially collapsed them to help local rescue identify where victims and even survivors might be located. And it gave rescuers a feel of how the building looked before the collapse. It then collapsed the exact way that it happened in reality to show them the damage and how maybe people and property remain trapped underneath the debris. And all of us here at the Kim Komando Show have to tell you, we're keeping the victims' families and all the rescuers in our prayers. Number two, someone just bought the World Wide Web. Well, kinda. Just about anything can be sold as an NFT now, a non-fungible token. Digital works, art, viral videos, memes. One recent sale was a piece of internet history. You may know the name Tim Berners-Lee. He was the creator of the World Wide Web, and he decided to auction off his original source code. It was listed at Sotheby's with a starting price of, reasonable, $1,000. Okay, fast forward 2 weeks, the auction's over, and listen to this. The original source code for the World Wide Web sold for a whopping $5.4 million. Wow. So does this mean that someone just bought the internet? Somebody asked me that the other day. Of course not. Just 10,000 lines of code, source code, that first made it possible to display things like HTML documents. I mean, a bargain. Well, they also get a little bit more for that $5.5 million. They get a letter from Berners-Lee and also a 30-minute video of the code being typed into the screen, a video that apparently includes an error in how it renders some of the coding brackets. Whoops. I saw an auction for an NFT of a ladder the other day. It was kind of crazy. It went really high. Number three, Google says, I think we might be wrong. What? That's right. Google doesn't mean that this Google search is starting to tell you it's bad. It's its job. It deals with breaking news, developing stories where updated info continues to flow in. And as the information is flowing in, it's changing. So Google said it has trained its system to detect when a topic is rapidly evolving. And not a lot of sources have posted about it. You'll see the usual results when you go to Google, along with a message that says, if this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for results to be added by reliable sources. Makes sense. But what constitutes as a reliable source is pretty subjective. So here's the deal. Google's plan is to let you know when the initial information from whatever's happening may not all be that accurate. But this is really funny. I got a message from a listener the other day. It went something like this. This is crazy. I was planning to repaint my shed the other day, and I wanted to know if latex paint would stick to stucco. So I did a Google search for latex bondage. Kim, I will never make that mistake again. Poor guy. Could you imagine the images that he got? The guy's just looking for paint. Who knew? All right, number four, if you wish upon a tiny star, Link. That's right. If you look up in the sky, you're going to see all kinds of constellations of Elon Starlinkius, which I just made up. It might as well be real because the skies are filling up with satellites carrying this high-speed internet to underserved parts of the world, rural areas, places where traditional internet service has been historically impossible. So Musk's aerospace company, you know the name, SpaceX, they launched more than 1,800 satellites into low orbit with a plan to reach, get this, 42,000 over the next few years. And even with the limited number up there now, the satellite internet service is available in parts of 12 countries. It has about 70,000 customers. Now, Musk says that Starlink will be available worldwide beginning in August. Okay, that's next month. He expects to have 500,000 customers in 12 months. Now, a couple of things to consider. It may not be for everyone. If you live in a place with traditional service, you know, you want to stick with your fiber, your 5G home service, your cable. Starlink costs $100 a month. It doesn't include the $500 that you have to spend on antennas, and that's the hardware. And right now, Starlink's internet speed isn't all that fast compared to ground options. So I'd go into other details like latency and but with these satellites, it could just be all over your head. And number five, I love this story. I love, love, love this story. I was so excited to read about her. And then I kept just reading more and more. And the more I read about her, the more I was like, oh my gosh, I would want to be Wally Funk. Okay, 60 years ago, a woman named Wally Funk was the youngest member of a group of women called the Mercury 13. Now, this was all during the space race, right? Now, this was a long time ago, 60 years ago, and they had to go through the same testing and training as their male counterparts in the Mercury 7 program, just training to get their chance to go into space. Well, here's the deal. The all-woman program was canceled, and the rest is history. She didn't get into space, but Wally was the first female FAA inspector, the first female NTSB air safety inspector. Okay, Wally has flight credentials to fly any airplane. Think about that. Any airplane, Wally has the credentials to fly. She has a pilot's license. For anything that flies, Wally has her license. Okay. Now Wally is 82 years old. She's getting a second chance to go into space. She's going to be the oldest person ever to do that. On Instagram earlier this week, Jeff Bezos posted that she would accompany him on a brief trip to space on board the Blue Origin New Shepard, set to lift off later this month. So while he's going to be joining, isn't this great? Bezos, his brother, and someone who had $28 million to burn in an auction for another seat on the rocket. Now, the New Shepard launches on July 20th. Well, you know, we're having like the billionaire race right here. Sir Richard Branson will visit outer space before Jeff Bezos does. Spaceship Two Unity is going up on July 11th. And to celebrate, I hear that they're going to be bringing along some great steaks because in space, they are apparently meteor. I heard you laugh at that one. You want to stay right where you are. Coming up in our digital life hacks tip. Oh, it's something that's plaguing everybody time and time again. Duplicate photos. How do you get rid of them? I'm going to tell you the scoop and the skinny on how to get it all done. And of course, we have all of your coast-to-coast phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, it's the big 4th of July weekend. We're so excited that you're spending part of it with us. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question for me here on the show, I always love to hear from you. But you can also send me an email. Really easy to do. Just hit the website with your questions and I read every single one. I don't have time to answer everyone, but I do read every single one. And then what I do is I use that for content for here on the show and also over on our website. So just head over to the website, of course, komando.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Moments away, there's a certain type of network that if you connect your phone to it, it could actually break your phone. I'm going to tell you, it's crazy story. Now I can tell you more about that. How about we start this hour with Stephen in Rosemont, Minnesota? Hi there, Stephen.
Well, hello. And I just have to say that I'm You know, you're not just the digital goddess, but you're a goddess of wisdom and beauty and goodness as well. And I just, I'm really honored to that you would. Yes, she does actually read every one because that's how we got together. Anyway, but so what I've got is an elderly father, and we just moved them into a smaller house, and he needs a hobby desperately. And his current hobbies, including driving my mother crazy, but he's very good at telling stories. He's had an interesting life, and he's also very good at really not listening to what anyone else has to say. So what he really needs is something that he can just either speak at or, send streaming videos or something. But it needs to be something that's relatively simple. He used to be very tech savvy, but it's a different world than it used to be.
Sure.
And so we're looking for some sort of platform or app or something that he can, record these things. Call it a podcast or whatever. I don't even know all the lingo yet, but something that we can figure out together, and then we can just let him loose on, and he can start recording these things.
Okay, so you want him to, like, record his life story or lessons, or what is it exactly?
Well, he has, you pick a topic, and he knows everything about it. Just ask him.
All right.
So, but this will be, yes, life stories. He's also, a big supporter of the Boy Scouts. And so he wants to be involved there, but it's difficult for him. We're trying to keep him from driving, things like this.
Okay.
But he could put together a video of, here's the perfect way to tie a square knot.
Okay. All right. I'm so honored that you called me. Thank you. Let me give you some ideas. If this were my father, because you definitely don't want him sitting there playing solitaire all day long, because that's a nightmare.
He's proud of that right now.
Yeah.
He's in some sort of tournament. I shake my head.
So, there is dictation built into Windows and Mac, so you don't need to buy anything like that. I mean, if he wanted to just dictate into a Microsoft Word document, that's one option. There are also these websites. One is called StoryWorth, and then there's another website called StoryTerrace. And with StoryWorth, what it is that you sign him up, and then every week he gets a question for him to answer. And you could give him more than one, but at least one question a week. And so it could be like, tell us your greatest accomplishment and blah, 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 blah. Or tell us the biggest life lesson that you'd pass on to your grandchildren. Okay. And so every week he can dictate that, or he can write it all out. Now, StoryTerrace is a little bit different. That's where you actually hire a freelance writer. And your dad can spend 5 or 6 hours on the phone with this person, and they're going to write whatever he wants them to write. And that's like a couple of $1,000s. So now that's the written side. Okay, Steve? Okay. So if we go into the audio side, I mean, certainly you can set them up, and I'm happy to give you links to the equipment, but you can set them up with a microphone. Do you have a Windows PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got several.
All right. So you can set him up with, you can set him up as a podcaster, and you can give him his own podcast. And whenever he wants to release a podcast, he can do it. Okay. Now, I don't know how many people would listen, but that's not important right now, because we just want the guy to have something to do. Right. And who knows?
Exactly.
Maybe he takes off. So with a podcast, you do a deal with somebody like Libsyn or Megaphone or something like that, and then they will get your dad's podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, whatever it is. There may be a monthly fee of $100 or so. And all he needs is a microphone and the software and maybe some editing. If you think he could edit his own audio, do you think he could?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he could.
All right. Then some editing software. And then you can walk him through step by step on how to upload this. It's really easy. I mean, it's not difficult to do at all. So are we leaning more towards the podcast than the written, or both?
Probably toward the podcast.
I mean,
he'll tell you that he's already published his book of his life story.
So. Okay. All right. Okay. So then what we're going to do is I'm going to put together a list, and so you can get your dad started in podcasting, okay? Now, if at any time you need any help, I want you to call me back, all right? Because because if he gets frustrated, then he's not going to want to do it, right? So, but if you need any other tips along the way, I'm more than happy to do that. And even, you know, if you want me to talk to your dad, even, I mean, you know, we can set a time for me to chit-chat with dad and give him some pointers along the way as well. And thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We have our digital life hacks tip coming up that you never, ever want to miss. All right, a couple of things I need to pass along, first of which is, we wrote about this over at commando.com, is that you might be taking a look when you're low on your data plan at some free or open Wi-Fi networks. And, you know, it's never a good idea to start doing anything crazy on them. But, you know, you might see one that is a mixture of percentage signs and letters. Okay? So instead of it being like, you know, the Starbucks Wi-Fi, hotel Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi, somebody's Wi-Fi, is that instead of a name, it's just percentage signs and letters. Now, if you do this, if you join that, your Wi-Fi functionality will be disabled. That's right. So you have to reboot the phone. You can try to switch to a different network. Didn't work. It knocks out AirDrop. A guy posted a whole thing about the ordeal on Twitter, and others were able to replicate the problem. And they found that by resetting the iPhone's network settings, that actually corrected the issue. I mean, who knew? Well, now we all do. Hey, a few months ago, Twitter announced that you could use a security key as your only method of two-factor authentication. That's almost like a USB key. And so you might be wondering, why would I want to carry that around with me when every time I might want to do a two-factor authentication? Well, it is a lot easier to hack into your accounts using 2FA with your phone than it is with an actual physical key. So it's not just Twitter. You can use this with Facebook, Instagram, Google, Dropbox, Microsoft Account Services. We have more about this account security and the options over at commando.com. But just remember that having a secure way to access your accounts is always key. Let's see. Coming up, we have, we're going to be talking about how to find and remove duplicate photos. And also, we have a scam alert we need to tell you about later on about fake apps that are stealing money from first-time cryptocurrency buyers. Roberta in Fayette, Maine. Hello there, Roberta.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I want to say my husband and I really enjoyed listening to your program and being able to go on your website and look up stuff because we're basically clueless when it comes to technology. And I had somebody call me just last week with one of these things saying, you're being sued in a lawsuit. And I was just like, yeah, right. Kim warned me about you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yes. Good. That's great.
Anyway, what's going on is that I'm the founder of an organization that helps people in Maine on abandoned and discontinued roads, which cause a lot of problems here in Maine. And so I've been researching these roads for close to 40 years, and I have just a ton of information that I need to back up so I don't lose it if my computer crashes. And so when Microsoft offered me free cloud storage, I thought, oh, good, this will be great. It'll back up my stuff. I didn't realize it was going to back up everything, whether I wanted it or not. And what I really want is something that I can have it automatically back up anything I flag as a road file, because unfortunately I haven't been able to get into the habit of backing stuff up regularly, and I'm constantly updating the information. So it needs to be an automatic backup for that, but not back up anything else unless I tell it to. And I don't know if there's even a product that does that, but I figured you would know.
Well, first of all, before I answer your cloud storage question, I am fascinated about what you're doing. So you're finding, like, abandoned roads?
Yeah. Under Maine law, when a road is discontinued, there are four different ways that it can happen. There was the old discontinuance law, which when a road was discontinued, it wasn't a road anymore, and it could leave people landlocked. And new discontinuance law after 1965, which automatically retains what's called a public easement. And a public easement means the public no longer has to maintain it, but the public can still use it, which means that the people who depend on it for access end up maintaining a public road at their own expense, or they lose access. And then there's abandonment, where under the old system, if a road was not used for 20 years, it ceased to be a road. And under the new system, after 1976, when a road is abandoned, it automatically becomes a public easement. And it can be abandoned if a town has not done maintenance on it for 30 years.
Wow.
So it's complicated.
It is.
So I get contacts from people saying, we're on this road, nobody can tell us what it is, what are our rights, who can use it, can we stop people from using it, who has to maintain it.
And then, Roberta, you come into the rescue. Dun, da, da, da.
Yeah.
Roberta, the road queen, we're going to call you.
Yeah, I guess I could accept that title.
Or the road goddess. I'll be the digital goddess. You get to be the road goddess. Okay.
Well, we've been called road warriors.
That too. All right. So let's talk about your backup. Now, normally when you sign up for any type of backup, is that you are allowed to select which files and folders that you want. Now, if you select the C off the C drive, it's gonna back up everything. So what you can do is you can go in there and say, I only want to back up these particular folders, okay? And anything that goes in this folder, this is what I would like to back up. Now, I don't know how much Microsoft is charging these days, but, you know, I've been talking about this company called iDrive for, like, I don't know, eons. I don't know, 50 years. Well, maybe not that long. But, you know, but iDrive.com. So if you go to iDrive.com, is that what we're going to do is we're going to take all of the stuff that you want to back up, and we're going to put it up in the cloud, okay? And then once it's up in the cloud, what's nice about iDrive is that they also they take snapshots every once in a while. They do what's called versioning. And so you have up to 30 previous versions of all the files that you've backed up. So if you remove something, you go, oh, gosh, I deleted that file. Well, you can go back to iDrive and go, oh, here, I got that back. And so it has all these neat little features. And then in addition to that, if you're traveling or if you're about and you're like, oh, you know, that file was on my home computer, but I wish I could see it here off my tablet. You can. You fire up the iDrive app and then you can see that file from wherever the road may lead. So you're not stuck just having the files on your home computer. You can manage it. It's fast. It's secure. All that other good stuff. It can do the complete backup. It can clone, but it sounds like you don't want to do that. You just want certain files to be backed up. Now, you get 5 terabytes of iDrive for $7.
Wow.
For the first year. I mean, it's like, that's, you know, I talk about it. I'm like, you know, how can you not have a backup? You know, I mean, really, $7 for the first year for 5 terabytes. Now, you got to use promo code Kim because they are an advertiser. I got to tell you all that. But if you want to stick with Microsoft, you can. But I just want you to know that you have options. But in that Microsoft configuration somewhere, you're going to be able to say these are only the files and folders that I want to back up. But if you're looking for a complete backup solution, it's the one that I use. I recommend. I've been recommending for many years. We've got so many people that are happy using it. Roberta, do you want to try out iDrive then?
Yeah, I'd like to try it because I'm really not pleased with the Microsoft. They told me, you know, this is free backup, but then they filled it, and so now I have to buy more storage, which I don't really want to do with a service I don't really like.
Yeah, well, you know what? Try iDrive. Make sure that you use promo code Kim because then you get that special deal, the $6.95 for the first year. And again, that's iDrive.com. When you sign up, just use promo code Kim. Roberta, thank you so much for your kind words. And keep going, girl. I think that's great what you're doing. I bet you're helping so many people who probably just like, I don't know where to turn. And now, Roberta, because you're on the show, I bet you get even more requests. And so hopefully you'll pass along your web address to us so in case anybody does contact us that we know where to send them to you. All right, it's time now for our digital life hack. This week is brought to you by SimpliSafe. When SimpliSafe's home security founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen, they actually did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into. They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and would just make them feel safe again. And making people feel safe is what SimpliSafe has been doing ever since that moment 15 years ago. A passion to protect people not only drives every engineering detail in its products, but it actually motivates every interaction with its customers. Whether that's during a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even just when you're setting up the system, you know that there's always someone there who has your back to keep you safe and to make sure that you feel safe, to make sure that your family members feel safe. And that's why I chose SimpliSafe to protect my own home. I know that if anything happens, their team is there to help every single step of the way. And to learn more about how SimpliSafe can help protect you, we have a special address. You go to simplysafekim.com. Go today, go now while you're thinking about it, to customize your system. And you're also going to get a free security camera. And you also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so you really have nothing to lose. That's simplysafekim.com. Once again, simplysafekim.com. All right. If you haven't already gathered up all your photos together, I mean, from all your different gadgets, your devices, you can download your photos from Facebook and Instagram, and you put them into one place so that you have all your photos, right? Then as you start looking at the photos, you start realizing that, you know, many years ago, there was that old saying that people would, and they had a camera in their hands. I'm talking about just a camera with film. They say, don't waste the film. Well, because we don't have to waste film anymore, we just take 10 pictures, 12 pictures, even 5 pictures of something, when really all one would really do. So when you start gathering up all these pictures, you start realizing that you have all these duplicates. So what programs can you use? And also, how do you use these specific programs? I mean, we had Gary from Maui on the show last week who had his whole mother's collection, and he was getting set to do a celebration of life for his mother's memorial in Ohio, and he was trying to figure out the duplicates. And then when I mentioned that, I had so many people email me that I wanted to talk more about it. So there are a couple of programs. One is called VisiPix. It's been around for quite some time. It works only with Windows. It's free. It finds all the duplicates. There are 3 filters. There's strict, basic, and then there's also an intermediate type version. It works with JPEGs, GIFs, PNGs, BMPs, I mean everything, and RAW files. I will tell you that it was last updated in September of 2018, and it's a small download, and it's a very powerful program, and it still works. Now, if you're looking for something a little bit more robust and newer, this Duplicate Photos Fixer Pro, it's an app for Mac, iOS, Windows, and Android. Works on internal, external devices, thumb drives, memory cards, and it has exact match and similar match. But what's nice about it is that when you are looking at these duplicate photos, instead of just seeing file names, you actually see the photos. You're like, oh, no, that one's slightly different. No, that one's exactly the same. And then we're also going to talk to you a little bit more on the website about the best photo scanner for you to get these photos into your system, if that's what you're trying to do. And, of course, it's from Epson. It's the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. It's pretty amazing. It can handle up to 36 photos at once, and so it's pretty dynamic, and it works fabulously. So if you're trying to figure out your photo collection, get rid of the duplicates, wondering how to scan them all in, hit the website right now while you're thinking about it. Go to commando.com, that's KOMANDO.com. When you're there, hit the link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. I've got news about a fake app that is stealing from first-time cryptocurrency buyers, and you really need to be careful about this. I can tell you more about that. Still to come this hour, the Kim Commando Show. Okay, so I just bought a home, and I needed to hire a company to take care of the yard. And the reason why I bought this house is because the rents in Los Angeles are so incredibly high, and with interest rates so low, it was better for me to actually buy the home than to rent the home. So anyway, so, you know, the homes in LA, they are either like really great and super expensive, or they're okay, but they need a lot of work. And so, and you get the home inspection report, that's when you go through everything, right? And so turns out that I need some GFI outlets fixed. The lights in the living room, they turn off after a while for some reason. The living room has a gas fireplace, but the key doesn't work to turn on the gas. The house also needs brand new flooring all throughout it and needs a complete paint job inside and out. And I have to tell you, on inside, I'm not a huge fan of baby blue walls, just saying that right now. But when you own a home, it's really hard to find the right people to help you get things done, like pool maintenance, landscaping, plumbing, roof work, electrical, or maybe just a remodeling project, small or large. And that's where Angie comes in. It's a place where you can find the professionals you need with reviews that you can truly trust. It really can be overwhelming. And so I simply opened the Angie app, and it was like the angels came down from heaven to help me out, because Angie takes all the hassles and frustrations out of getting the right people to do things around the house. I simply told Angie what I needed, how often, where I was located, and bingo, fixed prices arrived from the start, 3 different electrical contractors. And I also love seeing ratings from real customers. And the best part is that the whole process took me less than 10 minutes, and it was free. Okay, so I didn't have to go sit there, go on the internet, and try to find people to do this work. Now, when you book and pay with Angie, this is also great. You're covered by what they call a happiness guarantee. They cover your projects up to the full purchase price plus limited damage protection. I don't know about you, but I like being happy. But Angie isn't just for electrical. You can find pros and fair pricing for any home project, power washing, appliance repairs. Yeah, I need that too, because for some reason, the Wolf stove broiler, now that I think about it, that doesn't work either. Roofing, I need some flashing done there, home cleaning, gutter cleaning, pest control, window cleaning, fence repair, you just name it, and Angie will step in and help you just get it all done in a jiffy, whether it's inside, outside, lawn and garden. And about the floors, what's really great is that when you use the Angie app, they actually teach you a lot about flooring because, you know, I know a lot about technology, but I didn't know a lot about flooring. Well, I do now because I read all about it in the Angie app. So do what I did. Download the Angie app for your device in the Apple or Google Play Store. Then you can stop dreading dealing with home repairs or remodels. So the next time you think about fixing this or fixing that or finally getting around to a home project, you can just smile because Angie will do it for you. You'll be happy. I am. Download the Angie app for your device in the Google or Apple Store today. That's once again, that's the Angie, A-N-G-I, the Angie app in Apple or Google Play Store. Brian in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi there, Brian.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Hi. I was listening to your radio a couple of days ago, and I heard you talking to a gentleman who called in about helium mining, and I contacted your show saying, like, I'd give you my experiences with it.
Oh, yeah, please do. So for everybody who didn't, who missed that, a guy called in because he wanted to get into helium mining. And basically, the whole idea is that you're going to put an antenna in your window, and then you get paid in helium tokens for people that are using your bandwidth, right? So so have you made any money at it?
I'm making pretty decent money on it, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I get about two point something tokens a day or so, and they're about $12 a piece right now.
Wow. And then how much did the antenna cost you?
For the whole setup, I think it was probably about $500, $600. I don't know. It was several months ago, and I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head. But
so you're making $25 for having an antenna in your window. And are you on a busy street?
I'm not in a real busy location, but, I mean, even if you live in the farm, like farmlands, as long as you don't have somebody within, like, 10 miles of you, you can still make something, but you won't make what I'm making, that's for sure.
And then what are the gotchas along the way, Brian?
Well, I mean, if you buy it and, like, you get into it, and then somebody, like, right next door decides they want to do it too, you're going to, like, get your, like, reward severely cut.
Oh, yeah, I bet, because now you have more competition.
Yeah, you want, like, the closest person to be about 300 meters away.
And so, you don't have any close competition right now.
There's only about 65,000 of them in the whole country. The last time I checked, you can check on, I think it's like explorer.helium.com or something. You can Google,
yes,
like helium coverage map, and you can actually see, like, what it'll show you, like, all the helium miners in your area, and you can see exactly what they're making.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I'm just fascinated with this, Brian. Thank you so much for taking time and giving us a call and telling us your experience, because we are going to put, Jeremy and I are talking about with John, of course, about putting like a helium antenna. We're going to try it. I think what we're going to do is document along the way so everybody can see our progress. Brian, once again, thank you for your call. Stay right where you are. I've got news about some fake apps you definitely don't want to download here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, over on the website, we have a list of fake apps that are stealing money. And basically, you think that you're going to be getting into crypto banking and trading apps, but then you're downloading this app, you're giving them all your financial details, and guess what? Then they're going to steal from you. Yes, a shocker that it is. Get more details again over on the website. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of July 3rd and 4th, 2021. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Oh, TikTokers. They always seem to be amazed at the little things in life. A fitness instructor's video is going viral on TikTok, and she says, pro tip, when you lose your iPhone, you just have to shout out, hey, I'm not going to say it, where are you? And then she literally responds, here I am, and there your phone is. Okay, well, kind of. The ringer has to be on, and the phone also has to be facing up. And I got an email from this guy in Nashville the other day. Okay. His last name is Russ. Okay. His wife is pregnant with a girl. And he was asking me what I thought, if I thought the first name for the baby girl would be okay or not, because his wife said this name is definitely a no-go. Okay. He wants to name his little girl Siri, right? So that her full name would be Siri Russ. Okay. Sorry, guy, Nashville, no-go. I mean, you know, just think of another name. We don't want a little girl running around with the name Siri. That's going to be crazy. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we pass along here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever on the nation's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source about everything digital. I'm, of course, Kim Komando, and you can find us on over 400 top stations from coast to coast, streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming whenever you want to listen or watch the show. You can do that over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. That's our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Love to hear from you. All right, I always like to start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech, okay? And this past week was a do-or-die day for robocalls and a lot of telephone companies. Major providers, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Cox, and others, had until the end of June 30th to implement this new technology that's called StirShaken. In a nutshell, it's a complex software protocol that works in and between all carriers, and it generates a short burst of information, sends it between the first and second ring. But anyway, it guarantees that the number displayed on your caller ID is the real number that's calling you, and not some phony phone number that the robocallers are using to hide their identity. Now, all the software has been written. It's installed. You don't have to do anything. Again, it went into effect here in the United States and Canada on Wednesday. So we should have a pretty good idea over the next few days if the robocall era is finally over. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, it's not a good idea to engage with those callers. One day, I just really had to let one of them have it. I was so tired of it. And I like it when scammers are shaken, not stirred. Number two, get ready for a beta iPhone experience. That's right, the next iPhone major software update, iOS 15. It's going to be here around the same time as the iPhone 13 in the fall, but you don't have to wait that long. This past week, you could sign up and you could actually see the beta. And I'll tell you, I have the beta on my phone right now, and it's a testing version, so not only thing works. So if you download the beta, just make sure that you do have a full backup. In addition to that, spend some time nosing around the menus. Like Do Not Disturb is no longer not called Do Not Disturb. It's called Focus. And I found out that it really wanted me to focus on my driving this past week when I was expecting some phone calls when I was driving up to the Mayo Clinic to see my mom. And my phone wasn't ringing because when you're driving now, it puts the phone on automatically Do Not Disturb. Anyway, these are like some things that you just have to be careful of. But in case you want to try it, you just go to betaapple.com. That's betaapple.com. And just remember to keep your security settings enabled. Otherwise, if a crook steals your iPhone, I mean, they could FaceTime. Number three, what? A vinyl record of the month club? What year is this? This is 2021. Amazon has a new service, the Vinyl of the Month Club, where they will send you a new record every 30 days. You don't know what you're getting until it shows up. They picked the albums to send you, but they say they're going to come from the golden era of vinyl, the 1960s and 70s. It might be Pink Floyd. It could be ABBA, Miles Davis. You just have to wait and see. If you don't like the selection, you just mail it back. It costs $25 a month, which is kind of what a vinyl record sells for anyway. You can cancel, skip a month. We've got more about it over at commando.com, but it's really funny when you look back on this. I mean, when CDs took over, it looked like vinyl really was gone forever. But now you can see that the tables have really turned. Something else making a comeback is number four, your cable bill. That's right. When it comes to streaming live TV, there are a few options. YouTube TV used to cost $50 a month before a $15 price hike. Kicked it up to $65 a month. Gets you 85 or so channels. Doesn't include any of the premium channels or sports. And they also add another or add-on, a bundle that includes 4K playback for channels that support it. And now you can also download content for offline viewing. Okay. It's $85 a month minimum. Wow. $85 a month. Isn't that something? I mean, you used to sit there and you say, oh, cut the cable because we're going to keep it like $50, $60 a month. Now, by the time you pay for that, you pay for Netflix and Hulu, Disney+, Peacock. Oh, gosh, the list goes on and on. And number five, a new bike for the little tykes. That's right. Do you have a Peloton or another exercise bike at home? The young kids look at it with envy, saying, Mom and Dad, I wish I had my own exercise bike. Well, here's the deal. Little Tykes says that they have an untapped market for exercise gear. It's called the Pelican Explore and Fit Cycle. It's coming to Target. It's a smart, stationary exercise bike designed for kids 3 to 7. You attach a tablet to the stand on the handlebars, and then they can access Little Tyke videos on YouTube. They have virtual trainers, one dressed like a dinosaur called Dino Tyke, and then they can pretend they're pedaling through snowy mountains or a bike trail in the woods. The Pelican, doesn't sound like a Peloton at all, has a built-in Bluetooth speaker for music, adjustable settings. No word on how much it's going to cost, but if they throw in a bell for the handlebars, at least you'll have a nice ring to it. But I don't know. I think there are better exercises for the kids, like Taekwondo. Yeah. All right, coming up, we have one security setting that you just have to change on Facebook. And in our digital security tip, we have 7 essential privacy tools to help you stay protected online. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you want to hear maybe the third hour again or parts of the second or first hour, look no further than at getkim.com where you can get the podcast and the webcast. Once again, that's getkim.com. Moments away from one security setting that you must change on Facebook. And how about we start this hour with Byron in Orange, Texas. Hello there, Byron.
Yes. Hello, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. Where is Orange? Is that near Austin?
Right next to the Louisiana border in the armpit of Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Great. So how can I help you?
Okay. I have four security cameras, 2 Ring cameras, and I have 2 PTZ cameras that are Wi-Fi capable. And they're all good cameras. Okay, now the Ring, I've been paying for service for a couple years now, and I'm just getting tired of paying for the service just so I can, you know, use the camera. Okay. Other than that, it's just a window. And also the other 2, the PTZ cameras, I haven't found the service yet for those. And those are the better cameras because they track and do all that stuff. But I can't find a service for them because the service they offer, they get this, they ask you for a credit card, but you don't say how much it's going to be. And I'm like, I'm not giving you my credit card.
You know what? That is so ridiculous. Here's just a blank check. Go for it, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't happening.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to find something, maybe something I can record it on my laptop or record it on something. And I'd be willing to pay for something, hopefully standalone, so I don't have to keep paying for it.
But, well, you know, and it does get expensive after a while because you think, you know, I'm paying for this and then I'm paying this for the month and then this one for the month. I mean, it's like at the end of the day, you're like, wow, this gets kind of crazy. Now,
and when you lapse, you lose all your recordings.
Yes. The thing with the Ring camera is that it's proprietary. So mm-hmm. The only way that you're going to get those Ring recordings is through the Ring app, okay?
All right.
So there's nothing we can do with that. With the pan-tilt zoom, the PTZ cameras, because I know that there are people sitting there right now. When you were saying PTZ, they're like, is he saying PTA? No, we're not saying PTA. Pan, tilt, or zoom. Is that there's some open source software called Zone Minder. And open
Zone Minder.
Yeah, a Zone Minder, like not minor, mine like with a D. ZoneMinder, Zone Minder. And you can hook up those PTZ cameras and you can see what's going on. It is really a great video surveillance software system. You can use off-the-shelf hardware with any camera. You can design a system, large, small. It gives you a lot of flexibility. But again, unfortunately, when we start talking about Ring cameras and other proprietary systems, and that's really something that we really need to start thinking about. When you are designing a smart home, how much are all these things going to cost along the way? And do you really need to have 30 days of records being saved in the cloud. Because with 30 days saved in the cloud, you're going to know, right? You're going to know within the first 7 days, the first 3 or 4 days, if there was an event that you actually need to capture, you would know that. And these cameras are really, truly amazing. Of course, if you're looking for a whole security system, that's where we're going to turn you over to simplysafekim.com. You know, having cameras are great, but there's nothing that can beat a full-blown security system. I don't want you to think that by putting up some pan-tilt zoom cameras that you don't need to have sensors on your windows or on your doors. You know, chime when somebody opens a window. And the thing about security is that now these sensors are so incredibly small and they're so varied that you can put the sensors a lot of different places and tie them into your security system. So if, for example, if you had a gun safe, okay, you can put a SimpliSafe sensor on that. So if somebody opens the gun safe, that you are automatically alerted. Same thing with a medicine cabinet. So, you know, just something for you to think about. So if you would like to learn more about SimpliSafe, head over to SimpliSafeKim.com. You know, they've been helping, making people feel safe at home for the past 15 years. And with SimpliSafe, there's always someone there who has your back to keep you safe. Once again, that address is SimpliSafeKim.com. You're also going to get a free security camera there. Once again, that's SimpliSafeKim.com. Sean in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi there, Sean.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Well, I was interested in finding out if there was a way to get a phone that isn't connected to Android or Apple or Facebook or Google or YouTube or any of that stuff.
It's like, you know, it's like, I want to get away from big tech. Please help me, help me, help me.
Oh, my gosh, you're psychic. Absolutely.
So what concerns you the most about big tech?
Well, for one thing, I don't like all the censorship that's going on, all the misinformation that's going on. It just seems like it's only a one-way street that they're driving right now. And I just want to get away from it.
Well, there is one phone. It actually was, I think it came out of a Kickstarter project years ago. And some parents I know are buying these phones for their kids because they don't want the kids to have access to Instagram and Snapchat, you know, and TikTok, and the list goes on and on, right? But it's called sure. It's called the light phone, like a light, L-I-G-H-T, the light phone. And they're about $300, and you buy the service from them too. The service, I think, starts at like, you know, it's reasonable. It's like $30 a month. But it's a minimalist phone, okay? Meaning that there's no social media, there's no clickbait news, no email, no internet browser, no doomsday scrolling. You know, we just keep going on and on and on.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's just a phone. That's all it is. Okay. You can make phone calls and you can send and receive text messages. There's a dashboard. It has a headphone jack. It does. It has Bluetooth. It can be used as a personal hotspot. And it's not tied to big tech. Now, when you go to the website, Sean, I'll just tell you that if you're interested in the phone, you should buy it. Because it seems like when you go to buy the phone, it's like, oh, we have like three in stock. And then last time I checked, it was like, oh, we're going to be shipping this order in mid-August. So don't let that dissuade you if this is something that you're interested in. They do fulfill the orders, but because they're not big tech, they have small inventories. Again, it's called the light phone. And lightphone.com. And Sean, thank you so much for your call. You want to stay right where you are because we also have our security tip coming up, aside from brand new or not true. And we have much more of your phone calls that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. And that's right. It's time now for brand new or not true. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation that I dreamt up years ago because, after all, every week I always get inundated with press releases about these brand new products. And so often I look at them and go, gosh, that is so crazy. Who thought of that? Or, wow, that's going to be a total stinker. That's never going to sell anything. So that's when we came up with Brand New or Not True. The way that it works, if you're a new listener, and if you're in the Komando community, make sure that you put your guesses always in the interactive chat, is that two products are fake and one is completely true. It's up to you to decide, the home listener, which one is actually the true product. And we always have a special guest contestant. And this week, our guest contestant is Christina from San Antonio, Texas. Hello there, Christina.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So now, what do you do there in San Antonio?
Well, Well, I actually do payroll for a human resources department. So,
Everybody loves you because you make sure that they get their paychecks.
Yes, I'm very. Once I tell them exactly what I do, yes, their attitude changes. And I'm like the queen.
That's right. Yes. Now, here's the deal. If you win, you're going to get a 60-second cameo by me. That's where I deliver a personal video message that you can send to somebody, share it on your social media, whatever. And then if you lose, you get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Okay.
Nice. Either way, I win.
You got it. Now, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So three products. Two are fake. One is real. We're going to start with product number one. The global pandemic has brought a phase into everyone's lexicon. It's happened to me. I'm sure it has happened to you at some point. You're using Skype, Zoom, Google Meet, and you see someone's mouth moving, but there's no sound coming out, right? So then everybody says, hey, your mic is muted. That's right. That simple phrase, you're muted, happens on, I think, every single Zoom call. It's not even remotely funny anymore. Now, knowing when you're on mute or unmute is not always obvious because sometimes the status of the microphone is obscured by windows being open, programs minimized, whatever it may be. Maybe you're using multiple monitors, but not anymore. You can have a special button that goes red when your mic is off, and green when the mic is muted. Looks like a hockey puck that you attach to your computer's USB port. When you want to mute your microphone, you push the button. You want to talk, you hit the button again. You can tell if your mic is muted just by looking at the button. $39. Product number two. Do you wear glasses, Christina?
Yes, I do.
All right, then you know all about the annoying nose slip. That's when your glasses move down from their original position, making you take your finger to push them up again. Well, thanks to the latest technology, the problem is solved forever. Using a new patent-pending app, you take a photo of your face. There are lines there you have to match to make sure that your face is perfectly aligned. Then you take a simple eye test, too, if you don't have your prescription already. You upload both to the specialty glass site. And at the site, here's where the magic happens. You pick your frames, and the right ones that will actually fit your face and look good on you are highlighted. And those eyeglass frames will also fit on your nose. They won't fall down anymore. The site is great for math teachers who wear glasses because it improves their division. The app is free, but the glasses range in price from $49 to over $1,000. Product number three. Have you ever done yoga, Christina?
Oh, no.
No?
No, never. I'm not very stretchable.
Oh, okay. Well, in case you ever wanted to do, yoga is a great body and mind strengthener. You've seen the poses, right? I mean, it requires form and balance. But how do you know if you're doing the poses correctly? How do you know if your legs and arms are really in the right place? Well, welcome to the first smart yoga shirt and pants ever to hit the market. It uses woven-in technology that gives vibrational feedback. You pick the pose that you want in the yoga app. And if you're doing the pose incorrectly, you feel like vibrations on where you need to move up or move down your arms and legs. Whether it's the mountain pose or the downward dog, doing the poses in your smart yoga pants and shirts will never be a stretch. If you're doing the pose correctly, you don't have to move. You can say, I will namaste. The app has a vast collection of poses, advanced, seated, standing, twist, and bends. The pants are $79. The shirts are $39 each. So, Christina, it's up to you now. You put on your thinking cap. We have three products. Two are fake, and one is real. So we have the hockey puck mute button. We have the whiz-bang glasses, and we've got the smart yoga pants and shirts.
Okay, so do I need to pick the two that are real?
You have one real product. One real product.
I would probably say the green red button.
The mute button? The hockey puck mute button. Okay, so Michael, Christina's going with the hockey puck mute button. What do you
think?
Okay,
we go to the judges, and the hockey puck mute button is the real product. Congratulations, Christina. Way to go. All right, here's the audio.
The Mute Me app brings muting personal preferences right to your fingertips. Once you've connected your device, you'll be able to see your mute status both on your device and in the app.
You know what? This is another product, Michael, that we should have invented.
Great idea.
A mute button. That's right. So, Christina, we'll get in touch and we'll be doing that cameo for you. So thanks for playing along congratulations on the big win. And how can I help you?
Okay, well, this is, I feel like a champion now, but I did not a couple of weeks ago. My question to you is, what is the best way to, other than common sense, stop those romance internet scams where, all of a sudden somebody comes on to, let's say, Facebook Messenger, they start talking to you, they send pictures, and normally they're attractive pictures.
Did you get taken by a scam?
I sure did. But luckily, I was only taken for $150, beside myself because I did that.
How did he con you or she? How did they con you out of the $150? What did they tell you?
Well, they said that this person I was speaking with said that he the food there. He said he was in Syria. The food there was terrible, and that he used the card somehow to, I guess, purchase food from someone. Oh. And that was, that made no sense to me. But I did it anyway, and I just, there were red flags everywhere. And my best friend Rose, she ended up doing a reverse Google picture search, I believe.
Yes,
which is something I want to learn. And she found that this was a huge scam.
Yeah, and that that reverse Google image search is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Because all you do is just upload a picture at images.google.com, and then they tell you every place on the internet where that picture might be.
Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what happened.
So the idea of how do I prevent this from happening? It's you being smart, and you were. You were smart after you gave the 150, but being smarter from the instant that, these people will come out of the woodworks and it's their job to make money and to make money off of you. Okay. So if they're sitting there in Mumbai, India, where they are making $3 a month, the average income, and then they can get $150 from you, they're living large. Okay.
Right.
So this is, it's a big problem. And, with Facebook, you restrict Messenger to only your friends and look out for friend requests from unknown strangers. But it really requires you being diligent. Now, if you had saved some of, and if you do have, if you save some of the correspondence that went back and forth, if you head over to the Internet Crime Complaint Center, it's actually it's actually run by the FBI. And the FBI, believe it or not, looks at every single thing that somebody sends them through there. I actually asked somebody high up in the FBI, I'm like, no, you don't really look at everything, do you? And he's like, no, Kim, I assure you, we read every single complaint that comes in because they're looking for trends and they're looking to find people.
Okay, and what did you say the website was again?
It's the Internet Crime Complaint Center. Yeah, so if you just Google Internet Crime Complaint Center, in addition to that, I'll post a link over inside the Q&A forum for that. Let me just make a note, put that over here. And so that this way you can, if you do get scammed, it's a place for you to actually feel good. Maybe the FBI can put pieces together and then actually go get this person for scamming not only you, but everybody else. And once again, Christina, thanks for playing along for us. Okay, so this week is 7 essential privacy tools that you need to stay protected. Okay, number one, stop using the same password or an iteration of it. Use a password manager. We've got 3 we're going to point to your direction. KeePass, which is free open source. RoboForm, a little bit easier to use. We also have LastPass. Number 2, you need strong antivirus software. Of course, you're going to use TotalAV. You're going to go to protectwithkim.com. You also need a VPN. It's a must. ExpressVPN. That's the one that we use. Go to expressvpn.com/Kim. Then think about switching to I have to take a glass of water. I have to take a sip of water, Mike. I'm sorry. You stopped the clock. Don't know what that was. Maybe it was my avocado toast from this morning. Chili pepper, I bet. That's what it was. Okay, you ready? Then you also want to consider switching to a privacy-focused browser like Google Chrome, Edge, Safari, or Brave. And then there's also encrypted services for your texting like Signal. Boost your DNS security, because this way you can't be spoofed, using OpenDNS or Quad9, which is actually from IBM. And only visit secure sites. And I mean, you say, well, how do I know if it's a secure site? Well, you know, you have that HTTPS on the top, but what if it's not an HTTPS? Well, that's where there's an extension that will give you a secure browsing session anytime, HTTPS all the time. So for links to all these, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's komando.com, and hit the link at the top that says Kim Show. Still to come, if you have an external hard drive, it can be wiped remotely. You'll lose everything. I'm going to tell you more about that, so stay right where you are here with the Kim Komando Show. All right, we have this fabulous newsletter that I don't know if you've actually tried it yet, but it's called The Current. And The Current is a mixture of tech news and tips and downloads and great things. We have by the numbers, and there's always a meme at the end. And the thing about The Current is that none of that content, and it's really all good stuff, but none of that content you have seen on our website, you haven't seen it here on the show, because there's just so much stuff that happens in the tech world. So, like, for example, a court recently ruled that one major U.S. city's spy plane program is unconstitutional, right? We're talking about piggybacking off of big news events. They trick you into opening dangerous emails. I mean, the tech world changes by the minute, so you need to stay ahead of the curve. The Current goes, hit your inbox twice a week. That's it. No ads, no BS. You can sign up right now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Go here, thecurrentnewsletter.com, all right? Thecurrentnewsletter.com, and sign up right now while you're thinking about it. Chuck in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Well, I am so excited to have the chance to speak with you. I've been a big fan for just years and years, and have run into a challenge that because I get the newsletter, I thought, well, I'm just going to ask him and see if I can get some answers on this one.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Anytime. The specific challenge that I'm looking at is that I would like to do a photo montage for an upcoming reunion.
Okay.
that we're going to have, and I want it to have a music accompaniment for it, and that music would be a specific song and performer.
Okay.
So I'm looking for either an app or a program or something that will help me to do that. I have a PC and an Android phone, and I don't know what to
You're
look
like,
for.
Okay, now what do? I got it all. Okay, a couple of things. Number one is that many of these tributes, whether it's for a memorial or a reunion, is that you can now do these on the web. And so you just upload your photos and you pick the song or you upload the song, and then there are templates, so it makes it really simple and easy to put together. Okay. There's a website that really excels at this. It's called Smilebox. And that's one for you to check out, because I want to give you a few so that this way you can look at the templates and see which one kind of feels right for whatever this reunion is. Another one is called Animoto, and that's Animoto. So you got Smilebox,
sure.
Animoto. And then a third one is actually a program that you download, and it's called, it's Movavi or something like that, Movavi. But I'll post links to all of these over in the Q&A forum for you. And so you can try out all three, and then you can figure out which one that you think would be the best one. And whichever one that you choose, make sure that you drop me a note, because I really am interested in hearing your feedback. So it's like a two-way street, because I can always learn from you as well. And once again, Chuck, thank you for your kind words, and really appreciate you trusting me and getting the newsletters and good things like that. You want to stay right where you are, because coming up, I have to tell you about this crazy scam. External hard drives are being wiped remotely. What is going on? So stay right where you are here at the Kim Komando Show. All right, late last month, a lot of folks discovered that their drives, their external hard drives, were completely erased. Files, photos, videos, everything just gone. hackers exploited two different vulnerabilities to perform factory resets on the drives, in some cases destroying years of saved data. It was on Western Digital NAS drives. We've got information about it over at commando.com. But if you have one of these, if you haven't already, unplug it right now. That's a Western Digital NAS drive. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour here on this 4th of July weekend that you definitely never, ever want to miss on the Westar Multimedia Network.
Next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of July 3rd and 4th, 2021.
Well, they're trying. Twitter's going to be making some changes soon. You'll be able to tweet only to, say, a group of trusted contacts, friends. There's going to be prompts that are going to ask you to reconsider the language that you're using when you're posting a reply, and a personas feature that you could tweet using different contexts, whether you're on your work account, life account, hobbies, interests. Anyway, they're just trying to stay more relevant. You know, one day I predict that YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, they are all going to merge, and it will be called YouTwitface. Oh, I know. It never stopped. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us here on another hour of America's Most Trusted Source about all things digital. We're the largest show about everything digital, of course, and you can find us on 420 top stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming 24/7 over at commando.com and also at getkim.com. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about future tech. Give you a glimpse on where everything's headed. You know, we always are sitting here talking about flying cars. And I was starting to think that pigs would fly before cars actually do, because we've had so many people working on flying cars for years. They just can't seem to get them off the ground, whether it's technology or regulatory hurdles. But there was a recent successful flight in Slovakia. And you've probably never heard of the Slovakian company called Klein Vision. But they've been working on a hybrid plane car for almost 30 years. Wow. They're on their third prototype. It's the two-seater. It's called the Air Car. Okay, not the most original name. Anyway, it just completed a flight from one airport to another in a little over a half an hour from each other, and the company's founder was behind the wheel. It's not like the vertical takeoff and landing vehicles you may have heard about. This one takes off and lands on a runway, just like a regular plane, at a speed of about 100 miles per hour during the trip. And it looks kind of like a plane when it's in the air, but it's a different story when it lands. Once the Air Car was on the ground, the wings fold up into the vehicle, and then it was hitting the streets like any other car. Maybe this one will go places, but I just don't see how a wingless car is really going to take off. Number two, speaking of flying, the friendly skies. That's right. United Airlines is beefing up technology with some of the newest planes that it's adding to its fleet. They're adding 270 planes made by Boeing and Airbus now that air travel is picking up. But the big thing is that they're really going tech. So Bluetooth-enabled seat-back entertainment screens. No more fumbling with cords, trying to find wired headphones or earbuds, because now you can connect wirelessly. Thank you. Some of these new to the United Airlines fleet will start flying this summer, but they're not the only ones. United's planning to upgrade the interior of existing jets. And just imagine how easy it'll be to pull out your AirPods or your Raycons and start to pair them with the entertainment screen right in front of you. Right at the same time, everyone else on the flight is doing the same thing. You better bring your emotional support bird with you, because that's the only way you're going to be able to pair it. Let's see what I did there. Number three, something you have to not see to believe. Camouflage has been a part of military uniforms for, I don't know, about 50 years. But an Israeli company says it's created a new kind of camouflage that it can make soldiers undetectable. Polaris Solutions have come up with a camouflage net called the Kit 300s. It has these microfibers and metals and polymers that create thermal visual concealment, or TVC for short. Now, it's not part of the uniform. It's basically a double-sided sheet that the soldiers carry with them. On one side, forest-like colors. The other one, desert tones. Only weighs a pound. And when soldiers will cover up with this sheet, and I saw the pictures, wow, they can actually resemble what's around them like large rocks. It's also waterproof and can also serve as a tent when needed. It's hard to see with the human eye, basically invisible to thermal cameras too. And they're developing this new camo in partnership with the Israeli Ministry of Defense. And as far as camouflage as a fashion statement, a lot of people really like camo pants and hoodies. I just don't see the appeal. Number four, how's your knee? Maybe you need a robotic knee. The Ascend is a wearable robotic brace, weighs 2 pounds, fits around the knee and the upper leg. It connects to a 10-pound backpack that holds components like a battery and a processor. Yes, I did say 10 pounds on the back. That's where the compressed air is stored that inflates cloth bladders when you're wearing the brace to take steps. The company behind the Ascend Rome has 80 people testing it in a pilot study, and all the results right now have been so positive, more than half reporting benefits such as being able to stand up easier, go up and down stairs. If you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can even try it out. Again, it's called Ascend, and the company is called Rome. Either way, it's being released soon. It's available to order for about $7,000. It's going to ship late this summer. It is a Medicare-covered device, by the way. Now, you won't have to worry when the doctor hits your knee to test your reflexes. I don't know what that is. For some reason, they always get a kick out of that. Finally, number five. This is amazing. It really, truly is. This is a total game changer. If you have cancer, someone in your family has cancer, you know, you might have a propensity to get cancer because it's in the gene pool, right? Well, the Mayo Clinic announced this week that they have a new blood test, because and it can spot over 50 different types of cancer that often go undetected in early stages. Okay, we have cancer screening tests, okay, but they're really only available for 4 types of cancer: breast, cervical, colorectal, and lung. Well, this new test is called Galleri. It comes from a company called Grail that's based in San Francisco. Developed using a machine learning algorithm, it looks for signals, DNA showing patterns of change. So it's able to detect so many different types of cancers, including leukemia, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, prostate cancer, bone cancer, dozens more. According to all the research that was just published, this test was able to detect cancer in 51% of the cases. And in those cases where the cancer was detected, the test could even identify where in the body the cancer was located 90% of the time. Okay. This is a blood test. It's a blood test. It's available right now. Can be ordered by doctors for people at risk. You have to be 50 or older. It's not yet FDA approved, but it will. That's going to take a couple more years. But you might want to ask your doctor about that, because if it's at the Mayo Clinic, it may be available elsewhere as well. Coming up in just a few moments, some insider secrets about how to make phone calls, even when you have really bad cellular reception. And of course, we have all of your phone calls still to come here on the Kim Komando Show. Hi, I'd love to hear from you. I read every single email that you send me, and it's really simple to do. You know, I know you can leave me notes on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram and all that other great stuff. But there's so much, I get overwhelmed. So if you send me an email, I actually do read every single one that goes through the website. And that's at komando.com. At the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. And speaking of the show, if you ever miss part of it, you want to hear parts of hour one or two again, or maybe all 3 hours you want to get as a podcast or as a webcast, just remember that you can always go over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Coming up in just a few moments, how to make phone calls when you have terrible, horrible cell phone reception. And how about we start this hour with Richard in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Hi there, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Great. It's great to speak with you. I've been a listener for a long time and always get great advice either from on air or the website. So this is great to be able to ask my question.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Last year during the pandemic, I started out with one Google Echo, Amazon Echo. Mm-hmm. And right now, our house, we have 8 of them, and slowly turning the house into a smart home. And one of the things I saw were these light bulbs that you can put outside, and you can change the schedule on them, energy conservation, but you can also change the colors.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
And they're great. So I tried them on in the house next to my home office where the router's at. They synced, the app worked great. I went outside to plug them in outside, and they didn't work. And I tried probably for 4 hours, utilizing different family members to turn off and on the switch, and that got old pretty quick. I went through a couple kids and my wife, and after a while, I was out there by myself going, "Why won't this work?" So,
can you blame them? I mean, you know, it's like, Dad, come on, right?
Yeah, I know. I was wondering what the neighbors were thinking. Why are they turning on and off the lights for the last 2 hours? So, my question is, should I buy a set of light bulbs that have the hub, or do I get a Wi-Fi extender? And if I get a Wi-Fi extender, you know, do you recommend one over the other? Because they range in price from like $40 to $250.
Yeah, it's crazy. How big is your house?
Right around 3,000 square feet. And looking at the outlets that are outside, there's three lights in the front outside of the garage and then one porch light. But the router's on the second story towards the back of the house.
Oh, well, the way you said that, you know that's the problem, right? I mean, is that where the connection comes in?
Correct. Towards the back of the house,
okay.
Correct.
All right. So you got a couple of options. When did you buy that router?
The router came with the internet service, so it's probably 3 years old now.
Okay. All right, good. It's time to get rid of it.
I didn't know if I can mention the name of the company.
Oh, no, you can mention it. I don't care. That's fine.
Okay. Xfinity, it's a Gateway X1, but I think it's one of the first generation.
Yeah, okay. So you know what you can do? Have you ever checked for any firmware updates on that thing?
I have not.
Okay. You could try that. See if there's any firmware updates. And basically, you just go into the router settings, and as the administrator, you'll go in there and just download the firmware update. And let's just see if there's anything that they have put on that router that may extend that range just a little bit, okay? It's always a good idea to do that, too, because if there were any, like, security issues, they would have blocked that. If there were any open ports or something, they do these fixes routinely. And it's not like, you know, somebody ever calls you up and says, you know, "Hey, Richard, just want to let you know, like, your router," you know, so they don't do that, right? Okay, so that being the case, if you can replace the router, is that what I have in my house, and I would love to get them as a sponsor because the product really, truly does work. We had them as a sponsor for a while, but then they got bought out by Amazon, is Eero. That's E-E-R-O. And Eero is a mesh network. Do you know the diff?
Correct.
Do you know what it is?
Yes, I've seen the product before, a mesh network for your Wi-Fi, and they come with little pods.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you, what's great about it is that you go to the website and they say, "How big's your house?" And you're like, "Oh, thank you for asking," right? It's like, so this way, you know exactly what you need. You probably, with 3,000 square feet, you need the router, and probably maybe two or three pods, depending upon if you have cement block or any type of metal that you might not need to get around. But as soon as when you have the mesh network, that's what's nice, is that the devices will piggyback off of each other. So it's not like you have to have one extender that will do everything. And I think you probably would appreciate, with the 8 Echoes that you have, which is a lot in one house, is that you are probably using a lot of bandwidth as well. And with the kids playing video games, right? Okay. So they're also consuming a lot of the bandwidth, because that's what kids do now. So,
correct. And they're older kids. They work from home, so everybody has their laptop going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's going nonstop. All right. So see if you can update the router. And if it doesn't update, then really I think your next best step is to look at just replacing the entire network in the house. It's easier than what I just said. I mean, it's not going to be difficult for you to do. It's really just downloading the app, placing it, and then, you know, scanning a QR code on the back. It's so easy now. And then I think you'll probably have a better Wi-Fi experience. But the only problem is that the kids are going to have great Wi-Fi, so they may never move out. Never, ever. Okay. Richard, thank you for your call. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. Add the Epson EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, this is just a preview of my USA Today column. I write two columns for USA Today that you can also get over at Fox News and also at our website. And this week, it's all about how to make calls with terrible cell phone reception. I mean, of course, Wi-Fi calling is great. If you haven't turned yours on, you're not using it, it allows you to make and receive phone calls over the internet via Wi-Fi, and it's included in your existing plan, no charge. But your phone has to be compatible. You need to have a reliable Wi-Fi network hotspot near you. But here's the deal. On your iPhone or Android, you do have the option to enable Wi-Fi calling. And in case you didn't get all of that, the instructions and more information are over at commando.com. There's a link at the top that says Kim's Show. Just go ahead and click that. Or you can read the entire USA Today column over on the website. Just hit commando.com. The USA Today column actually appears on my website, commando.com, about a week or 10 days earlier than it actually appears on usatoday.com. So if you want a head start in your reading and your know-how, you know where to go. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more of the show coming up that you definitely don't want to miss. Mike, I got to ask you a question. When it's not 4th of July or Memorial Day, I mean, are we like having like marching band music in the car?
Oh, yeah. We march around. We actually march up and down the halls of West Star.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on this special 4th of July show. I got to tell you about GoodRx. Getting the care you need to stay healthy shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be expensive. Everyone should be able to afford their medications. And GoodRx is such a great company. It's such a great product. I'm so happy to stand behind them because they truly do great things. It's a fabulous service. You save money on your prescriptions. You don't even have to sign up. It's absolutely free to use. And with GoodRx, you can instantly compare prices for your prescription drugs at every pharmacy in your neighborhood. And get this, you're going to save up to 80%. 80%. I was able to buy a $200 medication for around $50 right there at Walgreens just because of GoodRx. Talk about a discount. And best of all, GoodRx is free. It's easy to use. It's often cheaper than using your insurance copay or Medicare. Find prescription discounts at thousands of pharmacies like CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aids, Vons, Walmart, and more. You know, millions of Americans use GoodRx to get affordable health care every single month. Start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today. I mean, truly, this is something that you definitely need to check out. But you need to go to this address, goodrx.com/Kim. That's goodrx.com/Kim. goodrx.com/Kim.
GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average savings of over 70% off of retail prices.
All right. Sometimes it's you. I know. You're like, Siri doesn't understand me. Alexa doesn't hear me. Google doesn't know what I'm talking about. And forget about Cortana. But there could be some reasons why your smart assistant isn't hearing you. For number one, watch your tone. I know sometimes you might want to yell, because I know I've been there myself, but speak at a normal volume. And also speak naturally. I know somebody in my family, I won't say who it is, Barry, will actually say the name and go, I need the, no, you want to just talk the way that it is. Make sure you're not blocking the microphone. You can also train your smart assistants to react to different people in your home under profiles. And Google Assistant has something called Voice Match. That's supposed to teach it how to more accurately recognize commands. Over at commando.com, we have this all written out. So in case you're frustrated, somebody in your family is, you want to pass this along to them, just as a great tip, you can always share the article that way. All right, some big news happening in Commando Land is that my book, Cryptocurrency 101, is number one in the Kindle list for the money category and also the quick business read category. And so if you have a Kindle and you're wondering about cryptocurrency, is that you want to check out my ebook. It's available in Amazon and the Kindle store. Just search for Commando with a K, of course. And I also put together with the team here a very special podcast, Cryptocurrency 101, where we talk about Bitcoin and Dogecoin and mining, Ethereum, cryptocurrency. What's going on? How do you buy cryptocurrency? How do you store it? How do you use it? And what's the best place to use it? What's a wallet? You know, what's a fiat? I mean, these are all things that you need to know. Those, again, that was just a couple of minutes of almost a 40-minute podcast about cryptocurrency. So, you know, even if you've been in it for a while, I bet you'll learn a few things. If you're especially new, make sure that you search for Currency 101, wherever you get your podcasts. Search for Commando, that's with a K, of course. And then this podcast will appear. And then I'm sure you're going to love it. I'm sure you're going to like it. And make sure that you give us a great 5-star review and say a few nice words, because that's how more people find our podcasts. Again, Cryptocurrency 101, the podcast, is available wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Alexa, you name it. And you just want to search for Kim Komando Explains. And this particular podcast, I'm explaining cryptocurrency. All right, this week's tip here in the third hour are three easy-to-use home architect apps. Because if you're thinking about home renovations, you need to have a plan. Okay? You need to have some type of focus. Now, one of the most popular 3D sketch apps for floor plans is called SketchUp. You can recreate your entire house in full 3D. You can change the time of day. You can see how sunlight affects the plans that you're working on. My new home, the architect actually is using SketchUp, and he's been around for a long time. Another option is SmartDraw, where you can sketch out scale diagrams of any room. You can add a wiring system, furniture placement, splash of color, things like that. And finally, if you've ever played the video game The Sims, Planner 5D is just like that. The web page is also available as iOS Android app. It has drag and drop functions. You can edit, customize, do things. It has over 5,000 items you can place in your design, replicate in your own home. We've got more information about SketchUp, SmartDraw, Planner 5D over at komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And also, while you're there, make sure that if you're looking for a laptop, that you check out our laptop finder quiz. Our IT geniuses and John and Jeremy and Charles, who handles everything with the website, and Allie and myself, we all worked on it so that this way, if you're looking for a laptop, you just answer a few basic questions. And then we will pick the right laptop for you based upon those questions. It's really innovative. It works fabulously. Make sure that you check it out. Just hit komando.com, and there's a link on the homepage that says Laptop Finder Quiz. Hey, stay right where you are, coming right up. You have to watch out, Microsoft users. There's a new scam that downloads ransomware right onto your computer. I'll tell you more about that, so stay right where you are. Okay, news about ransomware is all over the place, right? Hacked pipelines, beef suppliers, and more. You may receive an email that says that your trial subscription has expired and that you have to pay a monthly fee unless you call a number to cancel the trial. A trial for what? It doesn't say. So you call a number, you think you're talking to a call center, when in reality, you're talking to a cyber criminal who convinces you to install a program that allows them to load malware onto your computer. Once they're able to take over your computer, they demand you pay up to get control back. So definitely don't want to fall for anything like that. And you always want to make sure that you stay close to komando.com for our breaking news alerts 24/7. You can find us at komando.com.